welcome to this week's Rubbernecking Podcast, and I'm here with Stephen Gibbs, and I'm Amanda, and we've got a lot to talk about, don't we?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Big news.
Big news on Graceland.com this week. We announced plans for Elvis Week, taking place August 9th through August 17th.
Yeah, it has some pretty cool events. Some of them are pretty new, and some exciting ones coming up. I tell you what, why don't you go ahead and let the people know what those events are.
Well, the main event that everyone comes in for, our cornerstone event, is the Candlelight Vigil. It's what everybody comes to Elvis Week for. It's going to be on Friday, August 15th at 8:30, and of course at the gates of Graceland. And it's kind of neat that it's on a Friday, so a lot of people get to come this year, because sometimes it falls in the middle of the week and it doesn't work with people's schedules. So it's on a Friday this year, so come out, show your love.
As long as the weather's not too hot, as long as it's not like 110, I think we're fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last year it was beautiful, so hopefully we'll get that same weather. It was like 75 degrees or 80 degrees. You know, we're not burning up out there. But either way, we'll have water. We'll have stuff out there to accommodate people. So come out and show your love for Elvis and light up a candle.
Cool. And then for first this year, we actually have the Elvis Acapella.
I know. This is so cool.
Tribute to the King event.
That's right. Yeah. And there, it's a bunch of university groups that are coming in to do this. So they're from like all over the country. And they're going to come in and do 60-minute Elvis shows alongside Elvis. So Elvis will be on the big screen, and then this a cappella group will do it kind of beatbox-style Elvis music, which is the perfect music to do that.
Yeah, and it's going to be multiple nights. Each show will be presented twice. So by that, you know, it may be on a Wednesday, and then the next show, the same show again, will be on a Thursday.
So if you can't make one, you can go to the second one. Yeah, that's great.
And if you're local here, you will get to see your Briarcrest group out
one
here,
One Voice,
too.
So
if you haven't been out to Graceland and you live in Memphis, there's no better time than to support Briarcrest.
Absolutely, and we posted kind of bios on them on Facebook. You can go to the Elvis Presley Graceland page to check them out and find out more about them. So
cool. And also here at the Orpheum during Elvis Week, we will have the world premiere of Warner Brothers' newly mastered version of Elvis, That's the Way It Is.
That's going to be so cool. And I know I was looking on the Insiders board, and they are all so excited about it. It's the first time it's on Blu-ray. It's going to be a digibook, I guess is how you say that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Digibook.
Digital download,
yeah, sure. And it's going to include outtakes. It's going to have rare footage, never before seen on the big screen. So you definitely want to check that out. It's going to be on August 16th at the Orpheum Theater.
Yeah, and then also with that, on-stage performances by Terry Blackwood and the Imperials, and then you're going to have artifacts displayed out in the lobby of the Orpheum Theater.
Oh, that's neat, yeah.
And those artifacts are from, of course, here at Graceland.
You get to meet Angie, the archivist.
Yeah.
Our guru.
A few of the other events is the Memphis Boys Salute, the Conversations on Elvis, the official Elvis Insider event, the Fan Club President event, and a couple more things that we are working on, so it'll be big news when they come.
We've got more guests coming too. We haven't announced our complete guest list, so be tuned in to ElvisWeek.com to find out more about it. And I'll tell you what, the Memphis Boys Salute, I saw them perform at the 35th anniversary in 2012, and they put on a great show.
It was a sold-out crowd.
It was sold out. Then we opened up more seats.
Yeah.
Those got sold out. I mean, people were standing in the back just dancing and jamming out. These guys are amazing live.
Okay.
So that's the one I'm really excited about. They were really cool to see live in person. So, yeah. And that'll sell out quick, so you probably want to get tickets as soon as they go on sale. And when do tickets go on sale? We didn't even mention it.
For insiders, they go on sale this coming up Monday, which is
April 28th,
I believe. Mm-hmm. And then general ticket sales will go on to the public on May 1st, which is that Thursday.
That Thursday, yep. So get your tickets. They will sell out. Also, we've got, speaking of Elvis Week, Warner Brothers Home Entertainment is going to be releasing two new releases that week, one of which is Elvis, That's the Way It Is, which is going to premiere during Elvis Week, and another is a fan favorite, Viva Las Vegas.
Cool.
Because we're celebrating the 45th anniversary of Viva Las Vegas this year.
Well, I know during birthday, we actually had Angie from Archive, she had a photo slideshow of Viva Las Vegas images that have been rarely
that people
seen.
Have never seen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we may try to have
some cool.
Like that.
Yeah, there might be something cool that pops up with that during Elvis Week.
Yep.
So, anyways, those are coming out August 12th, which will be right in the middle of Elvis Week, and then of course you can see the world premiere on August 16th at the Orpheum Theater. Something else that's going on, kind of a local thing, and we're all on board with it, is Graceland has gone blue and gold.
You said kind of a local thing. That's it's going blue and gold for the Grizzlies. That's all.
But it's Memphis, local. And we all love Memphis. You know, and we've got a lot of Elvis fans. They're all over the world. But the Memphis Grizzlies is our local NBA team. They've recently made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Tonight is the third game.
Yeah, third game of the series and against the Oklahoma Thunder.
Yep, yep, yep. And so the mansion is now lit in blue and gold. And it's going to be on TNT tonight. So you should tune in to see Graceland.
That would be pretty cool. So while you're tuning in to see Graceland, you can also cheer on the Grizz.
Go Grizz, Grizz Nation, believe Memphis, do it.
So hopefully we can knock out the last two at home and have a little break until the next series.
And maybe make it all the way, hey? Yeah, yeah, why not? Okay, and another cool thing that's happening is British Path is the world's most famous, like, premier archivals of newsreels, and they have released 80 years of newsreels on YouTube for free. And guess who's included?
Who?
Oh, my gosh. Elvis, of course.
For free?
For free, yeah.
That's what I was stuck on. I was stuck on the free.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a 1958 interview with Elvis from when he was in the Army, and he talks about how the guys treated him. So he was on the cusp of fame. He was changing the world, and then he joins the Army. So how did his fellow soldiers
seen this yet, so I'm wondering if they treat him like a normal guy, or...
I don't know. I guess you'll have to go to Graceland.com and watch it.
I'll have to, because I'm just trying to figure out if it was normal guy or if they gave him a hard time just because of who
he was. You would think they'd give him a hard time, because he was the king of rock and roll then, you know, and the Army, they kind of try to shut you down a little bit.
I want to see that, so I have to check that out.
Yeah, but it's a cool interview, and it's in our news section on Graceland.com, and if you want to hear a little piece of it, I think we can give them a sneak peek. What do you think?
Just a little bit, though.
Just a little bit. Okay. They have to watch the whole thing at Graceland.com.
Okay, so here we go. Go ahead and roll it.
Since you've been in the Army, have the boys given you kind of a rough time in the barracks because of your past career, would you say?
No, sir. I was very surprised. I've never met a better group of boys in my life. Okay,
that's enough. That's enough.
That's enough. You got to see the whole thing on Graceland.com.
Yeah, right, we can't put too much out here. So.
Right. And then another cool thing that happened this week is, and it's kind of our Elvis fact of the week, the gates of Graceland were installed on April 22nd in 1957 this week, which was, I think, fell on Wednesday or Tuesday. I can't think now. Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Tuesday is when it happened. And the iron gates with a special guitar motif was manufactured in Phoenix, Arizona, and was delivered to Graceland by a local firm and installed the same day.
Cool. Well, I guess while we're on the fun facts of the week, we can also do the Elvis sightings, right?
Yeah, because we love our Elvis sightings.
The first one's titled 75 Years of TV by Julie Stockton from Lumberton, Texas. She said that in her local newspaper article, the Elvis' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show was mentioned, and she also said it seems like an article should have included the Aloha from Hawaii concert in 1973 as well.
Yeah, and you know, there's an image on Graceland.com where people can see that newspaper clipping, so thank you, Julie, for sending that to us. And then another one, which I thought was pretty neat, is right next door in Arkansas, and Beard Elementary School in Fort Smith, Arkansas used barber bucks to raise money to save the barber shop where Elvis got his famous GI cut.
That's cool. And yeah, that one was submitted by Michael Bryant from Pocola,
Oklahoma. Yeah, and that was in a news article on April 18th in the Times Record of Fort Smith. So that's kind of a neat little fun fact. And thank you to Beard Elementary for trying to preserve that piece of history.
Yeah, we see some great things coming from some
schools. Yeah, you never know where Elvis fans are making things happen. They're all over the world.
Okay.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for us this week. If we didn't mention anything, or if you need to find out more about Elvis Week, you can go to elvisweek.com or you can go to graceland.com.
All right, well, we will talk to you all next week. Have a good time.